This is a story about the cracked water pot. A water bearer in the east had two large pots, each hung on one end of the pole he carried across the back of his neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, and while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water at the end of the long walk from the stream, the cracked pot arrived only half full. This went on every day for 2 years, with the water bearer delivering only 1.5 pots of water to his master's house. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishment and saw itself as perfectly suited for the purpose for which it was made. But the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its imperfection and miserable that it was able to accomplish only half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what had been perceived as a bitter failure, it spoke to the water bearer one day by the stream. "I am ashamed of myself, and I need to apologize to you." "Why?" asked the water bearer. "What do you have to be ashamed of?" "For the past 2 years, I have been able to deliver only half of my load because of this crack in my side. This crack causes water to leak all the way back to your master's house. Because of my flaws, you have to work without getting the full values of your efforts." And the water bearer felt sorry for the old cracked pot, and out of compassion, he said, "As we return to the master's house today, I want you to notice the beautiful flowers along the path." Indeed, as they went up the hill that day, the old cracked pot took notice of the sun warming the wildflowers on the side of the path. The pot felt cheered. But at the end of the trail, the pot still felt bad because it had leaked out half of its load, and again it apologized for its failure. The bearer said to the pot, "Did you notice that there were flowers only on your side of the path, but not on the other pot's side?" "That's because I knew about your flaw and I took advantage. I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walk back from the stream, you've watered them for me. For 2 years, I've been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate my table, to decorate my home. If you were not just the way you are, we would not have such beauty in our world."